This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by our baseball insider, Andy Carboni. Andy, welcome.
Well, we're back, and the postseason is well underway.
All right, and sometimes in the postseason comes word of some changes in organizations, and the Red Sox have a couple of changes that you can report to us, right?
Yeah, they certainly do. They're certainly not giving us any action on the field at this point, so now they're going to give us some action in the front office and on the field as well. After getting rid of Chaim Bloom not too long ago, they've now fired pitching coach Dave Bush after four seasons, the third base and infield coach Carlos Fables after 6 years with the team. It's kind of funny this happened, Bill, because Alex Cora was stated as saying that all of his coaches will return next year, and all of a sudden, two of them are gone. So how does that play out? And remember that Cora has said that he is going to be heavily involved in the picking of the next general manager to run the team, so there's kind of conflicting issues going on here. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, somewhat inconsistent, right?
Absolutely.
Can both people be right? No. No.
Absolutely not.
No, absolutely. Well, good work on that. All right. Hey, speaking of big Red Sox news and the 2024 season upcoming as the team prepares for, June of 2024, what's happening at Fenway Park?
Well, get ready for this one. The Savannah Bananas, the exhibition barnstorming team, has announced they'll play at Fenway, as you said, on June 8th of 2024. That might be the most exciting action you see on the diamond at Fenway next year. If you want to go to that game, you have to register for a ticket lottery on the SavannahBananas.com. Fenway is one of six Major League ballparks included on the Bananas 2024 World Tour. Just want to let you know, Bill, I've already registered for tickets on the SavannahBananas.com website. Let's see if I get them, because I will go to watch that.
Well,
local nine.
Yeah, that's interesting that you have registered for tickets, Andy. But it's also you haven't seen them before, right? In person?
In person, no. I've seen obviously on TV.
Yeah.
But not in person. So I think it would be an interesting take. That's for sure.
All right. Well, let's get to the Major League Baseball, not the Savannah Bananas. What league are they in, Andy? No, never mind. but the. That would be a great minor league team name. I mean, like the Toledo Mud Hens from years ago, the Savannah Bananas. It'd be a fantastic name for a real minor league team.
Yeah, it flows, that's for sure.
It does. All right, Major League Baseball playoffs begin. What's happening here?
Well, the division series continued yesterday in both the American and National Leagues. The American League in Minnesota, the reigning champion Astros punched their ticket to the ALCS for the seventh straight year with a 3-2 win over the Twins at Target Field. The Astros take the series 3-1. They now battle their AL West rival, the Rangers. The Rangers advance to the ALCS on Tuesday, sweeping the Orioles in 3. The Rangers return to the championship series for the first time since 2011. Game one of the ALCS will be on Sunday in Houston. While over in the National League, the Diamondbacks, big upset here. They completed a 3-sweep of the Dodgers last night with a 4-2 win in game three of the NLDS at Chase Field in Phoenix. The D-backs back in the NLCS for the first time since 2007. While the Phillies trounced the Braves 10-2 at Citizens Bank Park in Philly yesterday, take a 2-1 series lead. The Phillies host the Braves in Game 4 of the NLDS tonight. First pitch at 8:07. Get the popcorn ready. You can watch all the action on TBS.
All right, so that's the playoff update for our listeners. What about other Major League Baseball news? I would have to think, as we noted with the Red Sox, there's got to be a few things that you can share with us.
Yeah, the Mets are making some moves. They're searching for a new GM as well. Former GM Billy Epler resigned last Thursday. Epler said in a statement that he wanted the team's leadership to get a clean slate with the recent hiring of President of Baseball Operations David Stearns and the firing of manager Buck Showalter.
All right, Ben, that's all the baseball news, huh? What about anything else to share with us?
Well, Dodgers legend Steve Garvey's announced he's going to run for the U.S. Senate. Garvey plans to run as a Republican for the seat formerly held by the late Dianne Feinstein. He says it's time Californians had a fresh voice in Washington. He added that some of the issues he'll focus on include the diminishing quality of life, rising crime, substandard education. The 74-year-old and one-time National League MVP played from 1969 to 1987, including 14 years with the Dodgers, 5 with the San Diego Padres.
Yeah, they just worry about those Dodgers, Andy. I mean, come on, they just lost. They're out. The season's over, you know.
Well, that's why you got to move the things off the field in Dodger land.
Yeah, there you go. Well, that's good. So, Andy, you know, so it seems like obviously front and center for the Red Sox right now is their that is looking for the 2024 season. They're tweaking the coaching staff, and you kind of pondered with us whether other changes could be made on the on-field leadership, if you will, i.e., Alex Cora. But what about the player notes? What are you hearing, or what do you think is their biggest need going into 2024?
Well, no question, there are needs just about everywhere, but the biggest need is the starting pitching. Red Sox had one of the lowest average starts per innings per starter during the season, which caused the problems with the bullpen getting worn out as the season went on. So starting pitching, definitely the key factor, and once they have a new head of baseball operations and a GM all set and in place and ready to go, we'll see which direction the Red Sox go, if it's going to be signing free agents, trying to make a trade. But the pitching staff is definitely first thing in mind, and obviously they got to shore up some of the defense as well, as the defense this past season was just atrocious. So there's a lot of holes on the local nine, but be a lot of work for whoever's going to be in charge coming up, that's for sure.
No, you're right. And I suppose when you think about it, any GM that comes in will want to bring along his own people, or at some point, some people into the organization, whether that be coaches, managers, and obviously later on, their input on players.
Yeah, no question about it. So it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out.
All right, Andy. Well, you enjoy today. It looks like a beauty out there. So, enjoy it, and we will talk again soon.
Looking forward to it.
All right, there he is, MSO News Sports Baseball Insider Andy Carbone, here with us on MSONewsSports.com.